Jerry Bader Show, 921. The MacGyver Institute over the past couple of days has been sharing a behind-the-scenes look at what happened at a white privilege four-day conference in Madison. Wisconsin reporter tried to get in, and they weren't allowed. Apparently, MacGyver Institute had folks register for this thing, and they got in. We shared with you in the last segment things they said about white privilege and teaching. That the head of a session basically said, look, as teachers, you have to understand you're racist. You're just like an alcoholic. You have to battle your racism every day just because you're white. That's it. You have to accept that. And talked about how you need to be an advocate for these issues in the classroom. And you can't be neutral or you're a pawn to the racism. Then there was this session. Here's the headline on the MacGyver Institute piece. The longer you're in the Tea Party, the more racist you become. There was a session facilitated by Leonard Zeskin, a human rights activist, who writes on the topics of racism, anti-Semitism, and the white supremacist movement. The name of the breakout session was Against the Tea Party. And here is what he had to say. He began the session with a series of questions to gauge what the group was interested in and what the main focus of the discussion should be. Among questions about attendees' views on the Tea Party, he took an opportunity to thank people for participating in the 2011 protest over Act 10. How many of you engaged in the fight on trade union rights in 2011? It's interesting he refers to teachers' unions as trade unions, because that is the way they behave. Interesting. Trade union rights in 2011, he asked, about a third of the room had participated. Give yourselves a hand. Zeskin said the goals of the session included discussing the structure and strategies of the Tea Party, how to defeat it, and the relation of the Tea Party to racism. He drew multiple comparisons between the Tea Party and white nationalists and highlighted a study that shows Tea Party members are racist. Now, this is a study, an academic study, as he refers to it, that seems to establish that, yes, the Tea Party is racist. There's been a recent academic study, and I say academic because people here are, most of you are academic something or others, and there's been a longitudinal study that finds the longer you are in the Tea Party, the more racist you become, he told the group. He did not in any way substantiate that claim with data or evidence of any kind. That's me talking. Soon after, an attendee asked, in your judgment, would you say the Tea Party is a hate group? Zeskin said that he doesn't use the term hate, but he argued the group is racist. I don't ever use the term hate group. I don't use it. It's unscientific, imprecise, and subject to all sorts of bull bleep, as far as I'm concerned, Zeskin said. You know, I used to use it when I was in the universe of working for somebody else and so forth. I think you call it for what it is. Is it racist? Yes. During the 90-minute session, Zeskin also discussed what he believes is at the core of the Tea Party. Talked about the term dispossession, which he said is the notion that the status of white men has fallen. This, in his mind, is what drives the Tea Partier. Now, it just so happens that white men still have all the privileges that they've ever had. They are still richer than all bejesus, and they got the best health care and so forth, he said during the session. But these people think that black people are running the United States of America. These people, these Tea Partiers, think that black people are oppressing them as white people. These Tea Partiers think that they are a dispossessed majority. Do you think that's what the Tea Party's about? Does that ever come up in any Tea Party discussions? These people think that black people are running the United States of America. Well, there's a black president. Beyond that, no, I don't consider that blacks are running America. These people, these Tea Partiers, think that black people are oppressing them as white people. No, I think black racism goes completely unchecked. Absolutely. These Tea Partiers think they are a dispossessed majority. He said members of the Tea Party describe themselves as Obama's slaves. Who the hell has ever said that? And understand, again, public money funded this thing. At least to a degree. I'm not saying entirely, but at least to a degree. Have you ever heard anyone in the Tea Party refer to themselves as Obama's slaves? Ever? And are fighting to keep their white privilege. That's the funny thing about white privilege. These folks want it, but they don't think they have it anymore. Since the white monopoly on the presidency was broke, it's not their country. They want their country back, to quote them. Yeah, we want our country back, but not one in which blacks are oppressed. This is just enough to make your blood boil. About 70 people attended the session, and it eventually moved away from the Tea Party and focused on white people in general and education specifically. Zeskin argued that parents who enroll their children in private schools put their kids in little white academies, and they enroll them in private education because they're racist. Zeskin also discussed his role as a peer-based organizer. He said the best way to organize is through building relationships. I worked in heavy industry. You bet I organized on the job. I went to the bleep house with the guys, the bathroom, ate lunch with them, skipped work with them. Occasionally we got drunk on the jobs. We have relationships. You were friends. You could talk about anything with people that you knew. Okay. This is slander. That's what it is. He spoke it, so it's slander. There is no evidence in the world. Look, are there one or two crackpots that have had inappropriate signs at Tea Party groups? Yes. The race card is... Now, here's what's going on. Now, I understand this is a session and this wasn't a political rally. Here's what's going on. They are running out of cards to play. The income inequality card isn't working so well. The war on women card isn't working so well. Here's what it's clear that we are going to be subjected to as conservatives for the remainder of a hotly contested election year. We are going to see the race card played again and again and again. Anybody who follows the Tea Party knows it has nothing to do with race. Paul Ryan's comments, for which he's now being brutalized, had nothing to do with race. But everything is going to be manipulated and twisted into race because that's all they've got left. That is all they have left, is to vilify us once again as racist. So this is why they didn't want anyone but the sycophantic Capital Times in this thing, because this is the incredibly radical extreme garbage that was spewed for 4 days. It's 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs.